This morning we're continuing our series called On the Beach, looking at different encounters that Jesus had on the beach, on the shore, on the sea maybe. It's a little bit vague. Now, what story are we looking at this morning? Well, we're about to have our reading, but our reading is going to be a little bit different. Matt, come and tell us what we need to do in our reading today.
Okay, so we're going to do it a little bit differently, as Lisa has already said. We're going to do an impromptu drama. So we've already gone out and asked, I think, about four people, I think.
We might have a few.
So those people, you know who you are, don't back out now. You can't. I think it was Matt, wasn't it? Let's say two more women and one more men. One more men, one more Matt. I'm going into teaching, that's good. Right, where? John? Is it John? I just got the name from Matt. Okay, needs two more.
Beth, eager to come, aren't you, Beth? Thanks, Ben.
Let's have one more girl.
Always eager.
I'm thinking a teenage girl. Maybe one that's doing drama A level. Maybe one who's my sister. I didn't warn her, it's so much more fun when I didn't warn her. I'm not getting dinner tonight. So... we're basically going to do like an impromptu drama. You must be good at that, you know. AS is all made up anyway, isn't it? So, I can say that, it's fine. So, you're all basically going to be acting as the 12 disciples, two per person. And apparently I'm playing Jesus, which is a surprise to me. So, I don't know what I'm doing either, so Lisa's going to read. You've got some, I think, cards of what they're going to be saying.
Yeah, when I tell you that you're going to say something, you can look at me and I will show you what you're going to say, and you can all say it nice and loud. And it's not just you six, because there's a crowd of over 5,000 people that might give you a clue what we're doing today. And we seem to have a ready-made crowd, not quite 5,000 this morning, but you'll all be taking part. You'll be the crowd. So, the disciples returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they'd done and taught. Then Jesus said,
"Let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while."
He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. So they left by boat for a quiet place where they could be alone. But many people recognised them. Many people recognised them. And saw them leaving, and people from many towns rushed ahead along the shore and got there ahead of them. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat. And he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said,
"This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and find something to eat."
But Jesus said,
"You feed them."
The people asked,
"On what? We don't have work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all these people."
Jesus said,
"How much bread do you have? Go and find out."
They came back and reported,
"We have one loaf of bread and two fish."
Nope, I'm dropping them.
Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 50 or 100. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Looking up towards heaven, he blessed them. And then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people as they wanted. He also divided the fish for everyone to share. And the disciples distributed the bread and the fish.
So enthusiastic, aren't they?
The people all ate as much as they wanted, and afterwards the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of leftovers. A total of 5,000 men and their families were fed. Well done. Thank you very much to our winning volunteers. I have to admit, that story, the feeding of the 5,000, is one of the my favourite miracle stories, because I just feel it tells us so much about Jesus. On the one hand, we see Jesus demonstrating the supernatural power of God as he does what Matt's explained, what is absolutely impossible, what is beyond our understanding, by providing enough food to fill up over 5,000 people from just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Our God really is great. That is the same God that we worship today. But on the other hand, we see the loving, gentle, caring, compassion of Jesus, whose heart goes out to the needs of the people he sees around him. That powerful, amazing, extraordinary God is the God who cares for our needs and wants to be a part of our lives today. In that story, Mark tells us that Jesus and his disciples had gone off in a boat because they needed to get some space and rest for themselves. What happened before that event was that the disciples had been out on their own ministering for Jesus, and they came back excited and exhausted. And they just needed some quality time with Jesus. They wanted to tell him what had happened. They wanted to take some time out with him. But the people saw where Jesus was heading. They ran along the shore. So as Jesus and the disciples arrived at what they thought was going to be a remote place, there were crowds waiting for them. Imagine how those disciples must have felt. They needed a break. And they arrived at this place where in their minds they'd got it all planned out. And they were greeted by thousands of people pushing and shoving, all trying to get near Jesus. But Jesus didn't get stressed or annoyed. He looked out at the people. And Mark says his heart was filled with pity for them. Literally, he was moved inside. He had compassion on them because he saw how needy they were. Like sheep without a shepherd, is how Mark described it. Now, a shepherd wasn't somebody who just sat in a field under a tree watching the sheep. The shepherd would lead them to food and to water. He'd protect them from being attacked by wolves. He'd take care of them. He'd take them to the right places where they could feed and rest. Think for a moment of the words of Psalm 23, if you know it. Think how the psalmist likens God to being his shepherd. Jesus looked out at the people in front of them, and he knew they needed him. And immediately he started meeting their needs. Now, Mark tells us that Jesus taught them many things. No doubt he was helping them to understand more about God and God's kingdom, the good things that God wanted to share with them, the ways that God wanted them to live. Interestingly, when Luke tells this story, he also says that Jesus was healing the people. Jesus wasn't just telling them about God's kingdom, he was showing them what it was going to be like by making them better. And then when the disciples gave him 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed the people. Jesus didn't just look at the people and feel sorry for them. He met their needs spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and physically. He fed them, he taught them, he healed them, he cared for them. But Jesus didn't act alone when he provided for people. He encouraged the disciples to get involved in caring for people too. When the disciples came to him and suggested that he might want to send the people away because it was late and they needed food, he replied, "You give them something to eat." We saw the look of horror on our disciples this morning. What a shock it must have been, really, for the 12 disciples. First of all, they thought Jesus wanted them to go and buy food. But Jesus had a different idea. Still involving the disciples, he said, "Go and see how much food's there." Then he got the disciples to get the people sitting in groups. Then he got the disciples distributing the food. Then he got them collecting up what was left over. All the time, Jesus was encouraging the disciples to play their part in caring for people. They were a part of Jesus' mission now. And one day they were going to continue that mission on their own. Just as Jesus cared for the people he met, he wanted the disciples to get used to doing the same. Through that event, Jesus was setting the example, showing us that he wants his followers, starting with the disciples, but going on through the centuries, to care for others and meet their needs. Now, that doesn't mean to say we need to go out this afternoon to try and find 5,000 people that we can feed. There are countless ways that we can help others and care for them today. Perhaps it means visiting someone who's in hospital, visiting someone who can't get out of their house, and they'd love to spend some time chatting with somebody. Maybe it's taking the time to listen to that friend who you know is going through a really tough time at the moment. Maybe it's thinking about somebody who's going to be having Sunday lunch on their own and inviting them over to join you for a meal. The love of God reaches out to everybody, but Jesus still encourages us, every one of us, to care for people for him. But there's one more thing I want to highlight to you this morning, and that's that Jesus doesn't just care for everybody else. He cares for you too. Let me say that again. He's not just concerned with other people's needs and wants you to get on with meeting their needs. He cares about your needs today too. And I think that's a message that some of us this morning need to hear. Because sometimes it's easier to believe that God cares more for somebody else and he's more likely to meet their needs than it is to believe that actually God cares for me. He loves me immensely. And he cares about what's going on in my life. And I think this message comes through in the story today too. We already know the disciples were tired. They needed some time with Jesus. Then they met with thousands of people. And Jesus ministers to them. Now how would you have felt if you were one of those disciples? It's easy to think they'd have been fed up. Not only did they not get the space that they needed with Jesus, now they had to help him do more work too. And they were shattered. You know, it can be hard to keep going, to keep on serving when you feel sometimes like you're running on empty. And I'm sure that's how those disciples felt that day. But Jesus doesn't forget them. He meets their needs too. In fact, he more than meets their needs. At the end of the meal, Mark tells us the disciples collected 12 baskets full of what was left over of the bread and the fish. 12 baskets! What does that tell us? For a start, what they were left with was more than what they started with. But secondly, 12 baskets, 12 disciples. There was enough left over for the disciples to have a basket full of bread and fish each. You see, Jesus didn't forget about the needs of his followers. He cared for the disciples. That's why he was taking them off in the boat in the first place, so they could recharge their batteries and take some time out with him. But he made sure that at the end of the day, they had more than enough of what they needed too. So this morning, I want to encourage you to remember that great God that we love and serve today. Remember, he is still the same God from that story, the God that we can do, who can do more than we can ask or imagine. I want to encourage you to follow the example of Jesus in caring for people and meeting their needs as we demonstrate God's love to the world around us. But I also want to encourage you that Jesus cares for your needs too. He knows exactly how you're feeling today. He knows what's worrying you, and he wants to help you. He doesn't just want you in his kingdom because of the work you can do for him. He wants you because he loves you for you, and he wants to be a part of your life. Now, to him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen.